Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Campbell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Sims moves to third. Horton moves to second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Cash scores. Northrup goes all the way around to score. Price moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargan. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts between the mound and first base. Hargan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Stanley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Price hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clem Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Clem Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clem Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Clem Chalk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clem Chalk moves to second. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Burchard now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clem Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Price hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing second base. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Dave Campbell now playing first base. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson strikes out. 1 out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klimchuk moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, tags Sheinblum and throws to first to double up Fuller. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.